Hearty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Thanks for tuning in this evening. Welcome to the sunny side of sports.
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Yes, my friend.
The sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports.
The sunny side of sports show.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Americans are marking their annual Thanksgiving holiday on this Thursday. It's a time when families and friends gather for meals that often, but not always, include turkey. It's also a time for various sporting events. On my Thanksgiving Day commute, I walked by a turkey trot road race taking place just outside our Voice of America headquarters here in Washington. Similar road races are taking place all across the country. Thanksgiving is also a time when Americans count a few blessings and show some attitude of gratitude. I'm thankful for more than a few things, including a spicy and sporty portrait I received from Shaka Suleiman X-Man, a loyal Voice of America listener in Auchi, Edo State, Nigeria. Now, I think SS X-Man might have based his portrait on 2010, Sonny, since I seem to be sporting a little more hair in the X-Man's depiction of yours truly. I posted a photo of me holding X-Man's portrait at both my Facebook and Twitter pages. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOASunny. And my Twitter handle is @VOASunnySports. So check out that portrait. And thanks, X-Man. In African football, World Cup-bound Senegal has moved up 9 places from October in the FIFA World Rankings and is now the highest-ranked team on the continent. The Lions of Teranga from Senegal rose to 23rd overall, their highest ever position in the FIFA rankings. Senegal's climb comes after the team secured its first World Cup place since 2002, when the Lions of Teranga reached the quarterfinals in their debut appearance at football's premier event. In the FIFA rankings released Thursday, Senegal moved ahead of 2 more World Cup-bound African teams, Tunisia and Egypt. The Carthage Eagles of Tunisia, who were the highest-ranked African team in October, are 27th overall, while the Pharaohs of Egypt are 31st overall. Taking a look at the rest of Africa's top 10 teams in the November FIFA rankings, the Democratic Republic of Congo is 36th overall, followed by World Cup-bound Morocco at 40th overall. Burkina Faso is 44th, Cameroon is 45th, and World Cup-bound Nigeria is 50th overall. Rounding out the top 10 teams in Africa, according to FIFA, we have neighbors Ghana and Ivory Coast at 51 and 61, respectively. Taking a look at the very top of the FIFA rankings, defending World Cup champion Germany is number 1 overall, followed by Brazil, Portugal, Argentina, and Belgium. Now, those 5 teams are also top seeds in the 2018 FIFA World Cup draw, which will be held December 1st in Moscow. The festivities at the State Kremlin Palace in the Russian capital will set 8 4-team groups for the first round of the International Football Jamboree. In more World Cup news, World Cup-bound Saudi Arabia has fired head coach Edgardo Bauza. The Saudi Arabia Football Federation announced the Argentine coach's exit after only 5 friendly matches in charge. Now, I'm pretty sure the 59-year-old Bauza won't have fond memories of 2017. He's now been fired twice this year by teams that will feature at next year's World Cup in Russia. Bauza got the boot by Argentina in April after 8 months in charge, when the 2-time World Cup champions were in danger of missing out on their sport's greatest event. Elsewhere, Ange Postecoglou has resigned as the head coach of World Cup-bound Australia.
After a great deal of thought and soul-searching, I've decided that the journey for me ends as Socceroo coach. As I've said many times, it's been the biggest privilege of my life, and probably not the ending I envisaged when we started, but at the same time, knowing it's the right time for me and the right decision.
The decision by the 52-year-old Postecoglou to resign has puzzled some fans of the Socceroos. However, the coach was criticized after Australia failed to automatically qualify for Russia 2018, requiring the Socceroos to beat Syria and Honduras in playoff series. Postecoglou spoke emotionally about the toll his job had taken on his family life, but he did not elaborate fully on the reasons behind his decision.
But overall, I just, you know, sometimes it's just an instinct that I just think it's the right time for me, it's the right time for the team, for the organization, and from that perspective, as tough as a decision it is, and it has been very tough, for me it feels like it's the right time.
Among those on hand for the news conference in Sydney was Football Federation Australia's chief executive, David Gallop.
I'm really disappointed that he won't be coming to Russia. I'm disappointed and I guess still a bit puzzled, but I'm supportive of the notion that sometimes you reach a point where you just know that you need to do something new. It's my privilege on behalf of everyone in Australian football to thank Ange for the past 4 years. As for the process going forward, we won't be rushed. Socceroos have a big gap in the calendar now, and it's important that we get the right person to fill the big shoes. One thing I do know is that the standards that Ange set in training, in sports science, in general preparation of the boys will now always be there. That standard's now been set. And that's a huge part of the legacy that Ange leaves for the boys and for the staff.
That's David Gallop, chief executive of Football Federation Australia, and he was speaking in Sydney, Australia. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Just ahead, the Boston Celtics see their 16-game National Basketball Association winning streak come to an end in Miami, Florida. So keep on the sunny side.
Oh, keep on the sunny side. Always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help you every day. It will brighten all the way. If you keep on the sunny side.
In National Basketball Association action Wednesday night, the host Miami Heat beat the Boston Celtics 104-98 to snap Boston's 16-game winning streak. Slovenian guard Goran Dragic scored a game-high 27 points for the Heat, while his backcourt partner Dion Waiters had 26 points. Boston star guard Kyrie Irving, who sparked the Celtics to more than a few victories during their winning streak, scored 23 points. In other results, the Philadelphia 76ers beat the visiting Portland Trailblazers 101-81. And let's give a Sunny Side of Sports shout-out for Joel Embiid, Philadelphia's young Cameroonian center. The 23-year-old big man from Yaounde tallied 28 points and 12 rebounds for Philadelphia in 30 minutes on the court. In Oklahoma, the Oklahoma City Thunder stormed past the defending NBA champion Golden State Warriors 108-91. Russell Westbrook, the NBA's reigning most valuable player, scored a season-high 34 points and added 10 rebounds for the Thunder. It was Oklahoma City's first win over the Warriors since Kevin Durant left the Thunder to join the Warriors after the 2015-2016 season. Golden State won all four games against Oklahoma City last season by an average of nearly 20 points. In Cleveland, Ohio, superstar LeBron James shook off a blow to the face and scored 23 points in the fourth quarter, including 18 straight for host Cleveland, as the Cavaliers beat the Brooklyn Nets 119-109. Now, LeBron needed stitches in the third quarter to close a gash above his lip that drew blood. You might say LeBron punched back at the Nets in the fourth quarter. He finished with 33 points. Joining us now on this Thanksgiving holiday here in the USA is Sunny Side of Sports contributor Dan Friedel. Happy Thanksgiving, Dan.
Hi, Sonny. Happy Thanksgiving to you. I'm looking forward to a nice day of spending time with family and watching American football on the TV and talking about what we're thankful for in the last year.
Well, before I ask you what you're thankful for, Dan, let me ask you what's on your Thanksgiving menu. Andrew Palcheski during Wednesday's show said he's looking forward to roasted Brussels sprouts.
Oh, that's a good one. You know, my family's favorite thing is kind of an old-fashioned recipe that you would find on the back of marshmallow packages this time of the year. It's a sweet potato casserole with marshmallows on top, and then you put the marshmallows under the broiler to get it nice and nice and toasted. It's a good treat to have once a year.
I'm getting hungry just as you describe that, Dan.
Well, it's definitely salivating. It's something that makes you salivate for sure.
Well, as Americans count their blessings and give thanks for various things, Dan, in terms of the sporting world, what are you thankful for in 2017?
Yeah, looking back on the last 11 months, one of the things that I thought, I mean, even though I think the New England Patriots have won enough Super Bowls in their, 17 years, something like that, with Tom Brady as the quarterback, I am thankful for an exciting Super Bowl. The Patriots seem to have a knack for playing exciting Super Bowls, and this past Super Bowl in February, it looked like it was going to be a blowout in favor of the Atlanta Falcons, who were ahead 28-3, and then the Patriots came back starting partway through the third quarter to tie the game and send it into overtime and then win 34-28 in overtime. It was the first Super Bowl that was an overtime game, and the big comeback was the largest comeback win for a Super Bowl team, and Tom Brady got his fifth Super Bowl and won the MVP. So I just remember in the 1980s when I was coming of age as an NFL fan, there were so many blowout Super Bowl games with the teams like the 49ers dominating or the New York Giants or the Washington Redskins. It's fun to see a game that's built up actually have a payoff at the end.
Tom Brady, recently in Mexico, of all places, where the National Football League held a regular season game, Brady turned in a great performance. I think he passed for over 300 yards, Dan, and the Patriots beat the Raiders. And I read one stat that Brady is now the first NFL quarterback to throw for over 300 yards in three different countries.
Okay. There you go. That's a good one.
Mexico, England, and the USA. I mentioned LeBron James before I came to you, Dan, suffering that gash. But he overcame it and led the Cavs to another victory. I understand the Cavs. You're giving thanks to the Cavs in 2017.
For sure. I mean, the Cavs played one of the most exciting regular season NBA games that I've ever seen, again, early in 2017, here in Washington, D.C., against our hometown Washington Wizards. It was a game that really featured all of the best characteristics of the modern NBA, with a lot of up and down the court action and three-point shots and driving and passing, and it really, you know, showed off the strengths of those teams. You know, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Love, LeBron James for the Cavs. On the Washington side, players like John Wall and Bradley Beal and Otto Porter, all doing the best things that they do in their game, and it really looked like the Wizards were going to win this game. But thanks to this impressive play where Kevin Love threw a pass all the way down the court to LeBron, who somehow managed to stay in bounds and make a three-pointer to tie the game at the end of regulation. And then LeBron even fouled out in overtime. The Cavs players, in particular Kyrie Irving, who we mentioned, it's kind of funny to see him in the green uniform of the Celtics now, but Kyrie led the Cavs in overtime with 11 points, and the Cavs wound up winning 140 to 135, and that was an extra special game for me because I was there working, so that was one of the most memorable NBA moments for me of 2017. And, you know, it's as somebody who grew up in Cleveland, it's really great to see the Cavs' relevancy in the last few years. You know, LeBron, obviously, in 2003, coming to the Cavs as a teenager, made the team relevant after a handful of down seasons. And when he left to go to Miami, everybody was really depressed. But having LeBron come back and lead the team to three finals in a row, winning one of them, is exciting for sports fans in Cleveland. And sports is a huge part of that community. So I'm thankful that the Cleveland teams, including the Cleveland Indians, have been relevant. The Indians were just an inning away from winning the 2016 World Series that they wound up losing to the Chicago Cubs, and they continued to having a good year in 2017, which included this record-breaking winning streak in excess of 20 games between the middle of August and the middle of September. Even though they didn't get past the New York Yankees in the playoffs, I'm thankful to see these Cleveland teams doing well again. It's really exciting.
Dan, you mentioned Kyrie Irving now wearing the green of the Boston Celtics, and I think it's safe to say the Celtics are thankful they have Kyrie Irving. They now have the NBA's best record of 16 wins and 3 losses after that loss to the Heat on Wednesday night. Are you surprised at how well Kyrie has fit in with the Celtics?
Oh, for sure. I think probably a lot of credit has to go to Brad Stevens. If you think about it, the trade happened so late in the summer. The team was pretty much set, I think, going ahead with Isaiah Thomas as one of their key players, knowing perhaps that he would miss some games with his hip injury, and thinking about how they would adjust to losing a couple of players that helped them in the playoffs last year. And then Kyrie makes his demand for a trade, and he shows up in August, and there's definitely a period that you would think the team would go through of being a little bit out of sync, and that hasn't happened. And then on top of all of that, you have an all-star player, Gordon Hayward, who hasn't played since the first few minutes of the first game due to his leg injury. The fact that they were able to win 16 games in a row is really amazing. I mean, they must have a ton of confidence right now that should help them if they go through a losing streak or a slump at some point during the season. So Kyrie, it looks like he's paid off. It's been a good move for the Celtics, no doubt about it.
Dan, in Major League Baseball, I know in Texas, fans of the Houston Astros are thankful for the club winning its first World Series. Take a look at Major League Baseball, Dan. What are you thankful for in that sport?
Well, a few minutes ago when we talked about that just under the small microscope of 48 minutes of an NBA game that Cleveland, well, plus the overtime, of course, but the Cleveland Washington game really is showing off the best of the modern NBA. I think that baseball has evolved to a point where it's really showcasing the power hitters and the power pitchers. And you have guys like Giancarlo Stanton of the, well, at least currently of the Miami Marlins. I know there are some rumors that he might be traded. 59 home runs for him in the past season. You have Aaron Judge, who had a really tough start to his career at the end of 2016, coming through in a big way in 2017, hitting over 40 home runs as a rookie. That was pretty impressive, and helping the Yankees into the playoffs, defeating the Cleveland Indians and coming one game away from the World Series before losing to the Astros in the American League Championship Series. Then you have the pitchers. You have pitchers like Clayton Kershaw and Max Scherzer in the National League, and pitchers like Corey Kluber, the Cleveland Indians Cy Young Award winning pitcher from this past year, and Boston's Chris Sale. You have players like Justin Verlander, who made a career of being a dominant pitcher in the American League, moving over to help the Astros win the World Series just before the trading deadline after a spectacular career in Detroit. It's some people have said that the baseball games are all or nothing these days, but I think that allows the best players to shine. So I'm thankful for the Astros winning the World Series because they had never won before, maybe helping boost the morale of that city after the devastating flooding early in the fall. And looking forward to the next baseball season, which is only a couple months away, really, if you think about spring training starting in February.
Dan, anything else in the sports world that you're thankful for?
Well, really, to top it off, right, everybody is sitting around their Thanksgiving table at some point today thinking about family and friends and people who maybe have overcome problems in the past year, people who've had health issues, that sort of thing, who are now feeling better, hopefully. And it led me to think about how the sports world has changed a little bit, where the leagues, I think, used to think of the players as being disposable, and now they're thinking of the players as being these assets and considering what their future is going to be after their 35 years old and done playing sports. And while they're still trying to figure things out in professional soccer and professional American football, I think that there's been a big change in the way people are thinking about head injuries. So I'm thankful that people are paying more attention to this. You know, in the United States, there's been a lot of attention about chronic traumatic encephalopathy, which is the degenerative brain disease that occurs after people have been hit in the head numerous times. Concussion protocols have changed, where people are independently keeping an eye on players and taking them out of games if it looks like they might have a head injury. And I'm hopeful that in 2018 we'll see some more of that in professional soccer around the world, especially with the World Cup coming up. There were a lot of questionable calls in the past World Cup in 2014 where players stayed on the field after looking like they had a legitimate head injury. And I'm optimistic that in the next year we're going to see player safety become more important than just the results on the field.
Dan Friedel, thank you for your contributions on this Thanksgiving Day edition of the show.
Thanks for having me, Sonny. I hope you have a great rest of the day and enjoy your family for some of the time. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody who's worked on the show this year.
Happy Thanksgiving, Dan, and thanks again. That wraps up the November 23rd Thanksgiving Day edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Joe Gill. And last but not least, thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, And that's the sunny side of sports.
Next, an editorial reflecting American ideals and institutions.
On the fourth Thursday in November, Americans celebrate Thanksgiving. The celebration is rooted in the ancient tradition of the Harvest Festival, but in the United States it has taken a far greater significance. Although there are numerous regional claims as to where the first Thanksgiving was celebrated, the traditional observance stems from a celebration that took place in Massachusetts in November 1621. Those English settlers who celebrated that first Thanksgiving truly did have much for which to be thankful. Known today as the Pilgrims, these Christians were dissenters from the established English church. As part of their religious beliefs, they observed days of fasting and days of thanksgiving in response to events they believed to be special acts of providence. The end of a drought or of a plague might call for a day of thanksgiving. Intent on setting up a community wherein they could live according to their own religious beliefs, they sailed out of England on a ship called the Mayflower in September 1620. 102 would-be colonists and some 30 crew came ashore at Cape Cod on November 9th. Within a year, half of them were dead due to starvation, disease, and the harsh weather conditions of that first winter. But the summer brought a good harvest, and in autumn, 53 pilgrims sat down to a feast with 90 of their neighbors, Wampanoag Indians, who had helped feed and safeguard them over their first year in the New World. Although the holiday had been observed in Virginia since the first permanent colony was founded in Jamestown in 1609, modern Thanksgiving was first officially established in all states in 1863 by a presidential proclamation of Abraham Lincoln. The observance was moved to the fourth week in November by President Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Thanksgiving began as a prayer of gratitude by immigrants who faced death, who nevertheless came through and endured. Today, for many Americans, it is an occasion for gatherings of family and friends, a day to share a holiday meal with those who matter the most, and a day to give thanks for the many blessings of freedom.
That was an editorial reflecting American ideals and institutions.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Are you suffering from heartache? No problem. We've got the cure for you. The African beat can soothe your heartache with its awesome tunes from the African continent. So join me, David Van Dyke, Mondays through Fridays at 0900 and 2000 Universal Time for a healing journey. I guarantee it.
We are always glad to have our listeners throughout Africa tuning in to our newscasts covering Africa and the world news. tune in on top of each hour, 24/7. VOA is your trusted source of news and information.